Can life be a little more like the Jetsons? I'm John Moe, in for John Gordon. So I was asking some friends what topics they wanted to hear covered when I filled in on this technology show, and the one thing that kept coming up was flying cars. Where are the flying cars? We were supposed to have flying cars by now. Real sense of entitlement about the flying cars. So, okay, fine. John Erickson of Polesbo, Washington, tell me what you do for a living.
I'm the owner of Parajet USA, and we are the North American distributor for Parajet products out of the UK. And we manufacture the Parajet Skycar, the world's first flying car.
How does the Parajet Skycar work?
It's a rear-wheel drive vehicle driven, it's powered by a 120-horsepower Yamaha engine. And then it has a unique power transmission device that they invented that then transfers the power from rear-wheel drive when it's in car mode to a rear-driven propeller. And so when you're ready to fly, you pull off to an area where you can take off, and you transfer the transmission over to the rear propeller. The lift is created using a large canopy wing, which is very similar to a paraglider wing.
It's like sailing?
If any of your listeners are familiar with the sport of paragliding, it's very similar to the free flying of paraglider, and it uses a, basically it's a high-tech nylon wing.
I'm up in the air in a car on a wing made of nylon.
That's correct.
I'm starting to have bad images in my mind of a rip, of a plummeting to earth, of a certain death.
They're high-tech fibers, and it's a very durable material that they're using. Then they're using high-tech fibers for the lines that come down to the attachment points.
Miles per gallon, speed.
Speed of the aircraft, I believe, is about 80 miles an hour. And on the ground, I believe it's about 110, 120 miles per hour. Miles per gallon, I think, is probably about 80 miles per gallon on the ground.
And what's this going to run me if I buy one of these in the United States?
The car with the wing complete is about $79,995.
Are there cup holders? Do I get cup holders with that?
I'm sure we could install some cup holders for you.
But you say these aren't for sale yet. Why not?
They're still under development. What they had launched this year was just their prototype. And so now they're just going through refinements to lighten up the vehicle a little bit more, make it a little bit more aerodynamic, and then also to meet a lot of the National Transportation Safety Administration requirements.
A lot of drivers other than me are idiots. And under your plan, some of them would be in flying cars where they could crash into other flying cars up in the sky and then create a situation that really bothers me, flying car wreckage plummeting to earth and killing people in other cars out on the road.
These vehicles would be regulated by the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA.
So you would need to be a pilot in order to operate one?
You would need to be a light sport pilot.
That's John Erickson of Parajet USA. His company is not actually the first to make a flying car, not by a long shot. In fact, the first patent for a flying car was issued in August 1903, 4 months before the Wright brothers' first flight. There have been dozens of designs since then. Most haven't worked. In 1937, Waldo Waterman achieved flight with the Aerobeal. It was powered by a Studebaker engine. In 1973, two men in Oxnard, California, turned a Ford Pinto into a flying car, but it crashed, killing the men in the process. Today, there are numerous companies who still list their flying cars as in development. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.